B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right now.
Rocky's Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Microphone checker, microphone checker. Good morning.
Hi.
It is the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show on April 2nd, 2020. And one day after what was supposed to be a pretty chill April Fool's Day. Hopefully it was for you guys. My son got me. I'll go into that in my day in 30 seconds.
Okay.
I did take a little nap yesterday, like an hour between like 1 and 2, while Dean was doing schoolwork and Amanda was answering emails. So Dean came up and goes, Dad, it's time to wake up. Something really bad happened. And I'm like, uh-oh. And I could tell that Amanda was in on it, too, as I was coming down the steps. Because Dean goes, Mom, he's coming. And I was like, So they're like, Dad, there's two mice in our trap, in our mouse trap. I said, okay, did you get them? And he's like, no. And then I went and I looked, and he put a stuffed animal in the mouse trap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he thought it was hilarious. And then he got our neighbor with the same one. Our neighbor's afraid of any creatures, critters, mice, snakes. Like an ant scares her. And he's like, Miss Kristen, look out behind you. There's a dead mouse behind your garbage can. She's like, ah! And like ran.
Oh,
like April
no.
Fools.
Dallas got me yesterday too. But I think in him getting me, he was getting gotten himself.
Uh-oh.
Getting got. I don't know.
Whoa. There's a lot of getting gotten good.
He was on social media yesterday, and he's like, oh, my gosh, Cam Newton signed with the Patriots for, like, and then he said some number, and I was like, what? And then, like, literally 3 seconds later, as I took, like, 4 steps towards him to read the article, I was like, oh, it's April Fool's Day. I'm like, stop.
Yeah, we didn't have any jokes here. We didn't do any.
You guys played it straight.
We played it straight. I kind of wish we played jokes, though. This sounds like a lot more fun.
I have a list, though. I'll give you guys, like, around 6:20 this morning. The most epic April Fool's jokes of all time. Going back to, there's one in here that I want to tell you guys about from 1957 that the BBC, the British news, pulled over on people. But what about you, Roy? What did you do yesterday, then, if there was no April Fool's jokes?
So I got amazing news yesterday. One, yesterday was an emotional roller coaster for me just because between work and the quarantine and everything that's going on, really wasn't handling it well. But then I got a letter in the mail from Virginia. If you guys didn't know, I've been under this audit from Virginia taxation for what seems like a year now. And we've been fighting it because I legitimately didn't lie on my taxes. And I'm like, I don't owe this money. I don't have to pay these penalties. I opened up the letter and it says you don't qualify for a refund. And I'm like, that's odd. I'm supposed to be paying them. What does it mean I don't qualify for a refund? So I call my accountant. He calls them to figure out why the hell I got that letter. And they tell him on the phone it's because we've adjusted the penalty is back down to zero.
Ooh.
and accepted your document. So therefore, you're not under audit anymore.
Yay.
You're not under any review. And so that's like the automatic letter that you get. And then they're going to send a follow-up letter saying, hey, you're good, you're in the clear. And I'm so excited. I'm also kind of holding my breath because I'm not good at, when I get that letter in the mail that says, hey, you're officially not under audit, then I'll be excited.
Will you do some sort of a dance that you'll upload to TikTok?
Probably.
When you get that letter. Good.
Probably.
Can I ask you a real life question?
Yeah.
Do you think you got, do you think they did away with it because of the COVID outbreak?
I hope the damn thing helped me because these people were stubborn as hell. You know, and like celebrities deal with this type of audit that I'm dealing with. It's where if you have houses in multiple states, every state wants a little piece of your income. Now, I don't have houses in multiple states, but I'd never switched my license over to North Carolina when I moved from Virginia. So Virginia thought that I owed them a lot of money.
I just wonder, you know, because Virginia is under their like home stay home order until June 10th. Maybe they're just like, we're too busy to deal with this right now. Just let them go.
Oh, probably, because when I tell y'all, I had to give them like statements, like interview statements. People proving, just to even try to prove that I wasn't a resident there. I mean,
they called
so
me,
much,
and I didn't ever so tell crap. You. They called me, and they were like, do you know Roy Brown? I was like, no. I
he
said,
lives in Virginia.
There's somebody I work with whose name is Roy Brown, but my wife and I have reason to believe that it's a complete hoax, that he's not really Roy Brown. And
fraud.
To be honest with you, I feel like he's probably tied in to a zoo out in Oklahoma, an exotic tiger zoo, and you might want to look into that as well.
Oh, man. They were poking at me so much. I was so upset with the government.
Yeah.
But I'm done with it.
Well, the good news is that our tax day has been extended here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is really good for me because I owe a big amount back to the state and to the feds. And I'm like, I got to figure out how to get that number down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got to work on this, people. What about you, Ren? What'd you do yesterday?
Kind of a lot, like Roy said. I was just super busy yesterday and so overwhelmed, and it was kind of overcast. So I was having one of those days where I was like, ugh, you know, this is just weighing on me. And then my son's school has been communicating with us, but they've decided, like, we're only doing, like, we can't even do video conferences. So somebody has to come to the house now. So I was coordinating that whole thing yesterday. But that starts on Monday. So we, you know,
he's
going to
have
the whole thing.
He's going to have a lesson in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. We'll do it in the garage. Set up a little classroom in the garage.
Yeah. He's just not real, focused here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of distractions. So,
Good
to have him in the car.
But strap him into his car seat.
But I get that concern because you like need to recreate the structure of a classroom somehow.
Right.
How do you do that at home?
Right. And he's so young that it's like, you know, I just don't know where this is going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck. I came by and picked up the cards this morning from your mailbox. We got a bunch of cards in our Operation Kids Care. The MRL show is having your kids write cards, and even adults can do it too, but the idea is that we're going to hand out a bunch of cards to these people that are in long-term care facilities that can't see their family and friends, and we thought that the cards would put a smile on their face, and we know from talking to people that work at these facilities that it does work, that these people love getting these cards. So for more info on Operation Kids Care, you can head over to kiss951.com, but I got a couple cards that we'll read later on. We got War of the Roses today. Dr. Sam's going to come on with us. It's time to talk to Dr. Sam. My neighbor left her takeout. She got like a Blue Apron delivery, and she left it out on the porch for like 5 hours. And I'm like, I don't think that's doing anything to kill the virus.
Yeah, I have so many questions, too.
Yeah. So Dr. Sam will be on with us. She's a microbiologist from UNCC who studies this stuff. Like, this is the COVID-19 is her wheelhouse. And we'll talk to her at 8:30. But Roy and Lorraine, I want to give you the list of these past epic April Fool's jokes that have been played, and including one that goes back to 1957.
Okay.
It's about something that grows on a tree, and it's hilarious. We'll get into it. Good morning, you guys. Hang with us today.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Hey.
All right, you guys. Yesterday was April Fool's Day. And, you know, the general census for most people was no April Fool's jokes, right?
Sure, of course.
Just people weren't in the mood for it. So I found a list of the most epic April Fool's jokes of all time, and I want to share them with you guys. And this goes back to 1957, to when the BBC, which is the British television network, they did a broadcast on an educational segment about how there is some food growing on trees in Switzerland.
What kind of food?
And the show's highly respected anchor played a video of a Swiss family pulling pasta strings off of a, quote, spaghetti tree that had been found and is now growing in Switzerland.
How funny is that?
Was the anchor in on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the highly respected anchor played the video of it. Many viewers called in to inquire about how they could get their own spaghetti tree, and it was revealed later in the episode that it was
Italians
an April Fool's
everywhere.
Prank.
Italians everywhere are like, yeah!
I can grow out of grapes for wine, and now I get into spaghetti from the tree? What's the next, a pizza rock? In 1978, now I heard of this one. This is a really good one. A millionaire businessman towed a giant iceberg from Antarctica to Sydney, Australia. And he said he planned to carve the small ice, the iceberg into small ice cubes, which he would sell for 10 cents each. He promised the ice cubes would improve the flavor of any drink they cooled. And people were going nuts and wanted a piece of this iceberg. They were dying to give them their 10 cents. Immediately, it started to rain. And it was revealed that it was just firefighting foam and shaving cream on a large barge, and it washed away, leaving plastic white sheets beneath it.
Oh, so you just sell normal eyes. That's funny.
These are very elaborate April Fool's jokes.
These are the best of all time.
I don't think I've ever done anything with that much effort ever for a joke.
Right?
Now, this one I kind of remember. It was 1996. I was working at a radio station, Z100, in New York, and I remember Taco Bell took out a full-page advertisement in the New York Times announcing that they had bought the Liberty Bell to reduce the country's debt. And things like that were happening at the time, if I remember right. And they were going to rename it the Taco Liberty Bell. And we were so mad that we sold out to Taco Bell. I'm telling you. And hundreds
of... Put that little dog up at the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
Remember that little thing?
Yes, yeah. I remember this.
Sounds fun. I'm not mad.
Yeah, I'm not mad either.
Taco.
You know, instead of her holding a flame thing, she's holding a burrito.
Yeah. Give me chalupa or give me death. But Taco Bell is like, we're helping, you know, lower the debt here in the United States. We bought the Liberty Bell. We're going to rename it the Taco Liberty Bell. People went nuts, but a few hours later, it was revealed that it was all practical joke. Then also there was a joke made. Mike McCurry, who was the press secretary at the White House at the time, said the Lincoln Memorial had been sold and is now called the Ford Lincoln Mercury Memorial. So another one that I don't remember, 1997, a newspaper called The Guardian published a 7-page special about how new islands had been discovered in the Indian Ocean, and they were all quotations. So there was Upper Casey and Lower Casey Islands. Apostrophe Island.
Okay.
Exclamation Island. And it was a beautiful vacation destination. And you can actually buy these islands. And then, of course, they printed the next day and said that it was April Fool's. So those are some good jokes.
That is some good stuff.
Do you ever pull an epic one? Besides just like us on the radio, like last year, maybe we'll play it since it's not April Fool's Day. Remember this? What was that called, Roy?
The Canine Cosmetics?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Should I play that?
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about April Fool's Day. We're not pulling an April Fool's joke.
This is what we did yesterday. Last year, we had our neighbors at K104.7, Phil and Mel, record this commercial for us. Listen to it.
You got an ugly dog? We can fix that. Dog not getting you enough Instagram likes? We can fix that.
Canine Cosmetic Clinic has officially opened in Belmont, and we'll take your dog from raggedy to new.
Did you get a nose job? Get your dog a snout job. Dog feeling a bit flabby? Get a belly tuck for your fur baby.
Trust us, they'll thank you. Book a consultation with a plastic surgeon by calling 704-266-2096 or visit online at caninecosmetic.com. That's caninecosmetic.com.
We're Canine Cosmetic, saying goodbye to ugly dogs.
Oh, that's so good. Man.
We even had a local number for it and everything.
And a website.
Went nuts. They went nuts. They could not believe that we would even accept it as an advertiser.
I liked that we had the website and you had to scroll to like the very bottom to find out that it was an April Fool's joke.
You know what? Next year, hopefully everything's back to normal, you know, as we know it. And let's not ever mention it again for a full year, and we'll just bring it back next year.
Well, they'll probably forget by then.
And there'll be a bunch of people that have moved to Charlotte, you know, that won't even know about it. So, all right. Happy day after April Fool's, everybody.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Talk to you, the essential workers. Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. Let's check in with you, see how you're holding up, see what's going on. We're all pretty distant and isolated here on our show. I don't know about you guys. I'm not wandering into the public. So tell us what's happening out there.
Yeah, and there's a wide spectrum of what's essential and what's not. I mean, you got your medical workers, obviously, who are going in this morning, and a lot of them are switching out and coming home. 704-570-9595 if you're a medical worker. But what about, you know, the trucker Bobs of the world, the truck drivers that are essential? Local drivers.
I was so conflicted the other day. I went to go do my pickup at the grocery store, and I saw a dessert place. And I guess because they're technically food, they were open, and I'm like, yeah, but you don't need desserts. But then I'm conflicted. I'm like, but I want those people to have jobs, but I also don't want them to spread and be, you know, the employees be at risk for getting the disease, this infectious virus. So I'm like, I was so conflicted. I was like, I don't want you to be open, but I understand why you're open.
Mm-hmm. Was it a cake shop?
And I feel the same way about the Starbucks. I'm like, what? Who? You don't need Starbucks right now.
You do. Oh yes.
Well, everybody will call in and say you do. But if you're working in a hospital or you're working a third shift and you're working long hours, like that's what they're there for. I mean, it's not for. I assume it's not for us sitting in our homes who have coffee makers to roll out and grab Starbucks, but it is there.
That's true, Roy. It's for people that if my doctor who's going in on the front line wants a Starbucks, he gets a Starbucks or she gets a Starbucks, damn it.
No, you know what? It's called Folgers. You put it in, you brew it yourself.
They don't have time.
Stop the spread, flatten the curve, use all the buzzwords.
Vaccination.
Did you guys see yesterday we got an email from Emily Morrison from Albemarle? And she said, you know, all these first responders, doctors, grocery store workers, of course, they're all first responders. But don't forget about the child care workers as well. I'm one of them. And don't forget to, you know, not to leave us out. We're there so that people can still go to work.
That's true. They are essential.
All right. Let's say good morning, you guys, to Ethan in Charlotte. Hey, Ethan.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Welcome to the show. So you're an essential worker. What do you do?
I'm a contractor for Duke Energy. I'm a lineman.
Oh, yes. We do need our linemen.
Gotta make sure your power stays on for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is lineman typically a pretty social distancing job?
For the most part, yeah. You don't interact with customers much. You basically, it's you and another man, and y'all just tackle whatever problem you've got for that day and go home with all your fingers and toes at the end of the day.
Yeah, wow. Thanks, Ethan, because power, you know, people that are giving us the power so that we can stream our shows and have internet and lights and all that stuff, you guys are tremendous. So thanks to Duke Energy, Union County Power, and everybody else who does that for us.
You would think that, like, people who work on ACs and heaters would be essential, too.
I think they are. Okay, let's go ahead and talk with Felicia. Felicia in Hickory's on with the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you're very essential. Can you just describe what you do?
Yeah, my job where I work at, we help make the boxes for the COVID-19 test. Has to be very clean and everything, and we're just really busy.
So you make the boxes for the COVID-19 tests?
Yes, we do.
And what were you guys manufacturing before that?
Any kind of boxes that comes through. I mean, different kind of boxes, chocolate boxes, candy boxes, anything that comes through. That's like a box company. A small box company out of Hickory. It's just a nice place to work at.
Wow. That's really cool. I didn't realize that was being manufactured so close to home.
Yeah, it's just a small business, really busy though. Like, the orders are coming in left and right because this stuff is just so horrible.
And Felicia, you're sending that all around the country, not just in the Carolinas, is that right?
What do you mean?
Like, your boxes that you're using that are being manufactured are for all around the country, your tests, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so the effect, so Hickory is also affecting people in different states. Well, your job is super, super cool and super important right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Felicia. Roy, I didn't say it.
What?
You didn't say bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's good because she probably hears it all the time.
We're getting some text messages. Of course, FedEx is wide open. They're essential. People are ordering clothing, workout equipment, and furniture, this person says. The girl who calls in from Jockey Underwear, she said, can you believe that we're essential during this time?
Yes, you are essential. We still wear underwear, people.
Yeah, but do you really need new underwear?
Some guys do. You know, Roy, I got a birthday
Dallas
on April 25th.
Dallas has needed new underwear for 3 years.
I got a birthday on April 25th. My wife doesn't know what else to get me if the Jockey Underwear place wasn't open.
All right.
Line four, Roy.
Line four, that is Joel and Hickory. Welcome to the Main Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all doing?
Doing well, bud. What do you do? Why are you essential?
I work at Home Depot. I am the freight supervisor. I'm the overnight MOD. So for me and my crew, we kind of get it light. We don't have to deal with the general public since we're overnight. But I can give you the inside on what they do during the day to deal with the customers. You know, we have them lined up outside, 6 foot apart. We have managers at the doors, counting customers in and counting customers out. We only allow 150 in the building at a time. But for me, as far as, you know, safety for me and my crew, for the most part, we're pretty much good. So I lucked out there. Only downfall is my wife is also essential. She works with Edward Jones. And so me with my two girls at home, I'm up till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon doing schoolwork with them until a babysitter can come over. So I've got some very long days.
It's tough.
So.
You got a lot of balls in the air to juggle, dude. Thanks for doing what you do there at the Home Depot. One more store person that we want to talk to.
This is Gloria in Wadesboro. Welcome to the Main Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing really well. We just want to talk to our essential workers, check
Wonderful.
In with you, make sure you're doing well.
Yes, yeah. I'm actually about, 15 minutes from clocking into work, so.
Okay, where's that?
I actually work at Food Lion. I left Walmart about a month ago. I don't know if you guys heard or not, but Wadesboro, North Carolina had a Walmart, and it got shut down.
I heard.
So, yes.
Except for the bank and the pharmacy.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last day for them was actually today. So it really broke my heart, but thankfully I found a new family at Food Lion here in town as well.
Good.
So, anyway, but yeah, it's been quite terrifying for us with everything that's going on. You know, just yesterday I was talking with a coworker and we heard someone coughing all over the place and not covering their mouth. So we, proceeded to go sanitize everything.
Good.
But it's been quite scary. I mean, I'm so thankful to have a job right now. I'm so thankful my husband is able to go to work as well because he's considered essential. But it's meaning, long hours and, basically just being in fear and then going home and sanitizing everything with Lysol.
Gloria, you sound like the perfect person for us to ask this question to because the main Roy and Lorenz show, we meet after the show every day. And it's like, one of the questions that was brought up in our little post-show meeting was like, should we pull back on some of the corona-related conversation? Because the people like yourselves that are going into work and dealing with it all day, like, do you not even want to hear about it? And then like Lorenz brings up a good point where she's like, well, what if somebody just tunes in and they think we're tone deaf to the whole thing?
Right.
But you want to, we just want to put a smile on your face and like, we just want the normal voices that you hear every day to be part of your life,
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I listen to you guys every day. So yeah, like at one point, I was getting to where I was tired of it, but now, I mean, honestly, I just want to know what's going on in the world. I try to tune out the news and everything, but it's good whenever you guys, like you're here at home, you're not, just some random people across the state whenever you give us intel from yourself. So, I mean, I love to smile. I love to listen to everything from you guys. But, just to throw in updates, I think that would be wonderful.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks, Gloria. We actually have something really funny we're going to talk about at 7. This scientist from Australia was trying to do a test on a COVID drug that included, like, a magnet. Like, you put something in your nose to block the virus from getting through your nose, and it got stuck in his nose, and he had to go to the emergency room. But there's way more to the story. Like, it's a crazy story, so we'll get into that. But, Roy, we love this segment that you got coming up next.
Yes. It is good news. It is good news where I'm going to tell you what's going on in the Carolinas.
You sound thrilled.
Well, I didn't know your camera froze, didn't know if we were playing a sweeper. I didn't know if I was waiting on a queue.
Nah.
But no, we're doing good news. What's going on in the Carolinas? Some good news that put a smile on your face.
I love the good news segment. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, Manny Ryan Larry Morning Show. Maren Morris, or as I like to call it, a Nicole Weaver, Maren Morris duet.
Well, the best don't matter.
Morning, Nicole.
You don't have my consent. I did that in confidentiality. I'm hurt.
Oh, it was beautiful. We
you
all need
the
a
voice
little
of an angel.
We all need that was beautiful. We all need a little Maren Morris karaoke in our life, Nicole.
Okay.
All right. Roy, give us good news. What else is happening besides karaoke here at the Manny, Roy, and Laurentio studios?
Good news across the Carolinas. Harris Teeter going to be giving their hourly workers, because they're, of course, essential, $2 above premium what they're normally paid. It's called their Appreciation Hero Bonus.
Nice. Oh, that's cool.
Yep. Also,
we got the opposite of that.
What's that?
We got the opposite of that.
Yes, our hero bonus was a reduction.
Yes.
But I would say.
Thanks for coming in. We'll take that.
It's better than being let go.
Oh, you got that right.
True. Very true, Roy.
I'll take a pay cut before we get fired.
And we understand the reason why our salaries were reduced across the board. Everybody in radio, even at Seacrest.
Mm-hmm. Our salaries got reduced because we're doing bits like airing Nicole singing to Maren Morris. That's why we're getting reduced.
Now she's feeling the lyrics.
All right, Maren Morris, let's go. I love
that. I do too.
Okay. Good news in the Carolinas. South Charlotte moms have started a nonprofit in which they are making furniture showrooms into housing for homeless. It's nice. Called Furnish for Good, and they're inviting homeless people to sleep in furniture showrooms. Also, Fort Bragg. Down in North Carolina, the soldiers went up to New York City to build a massive temporary medical station in the heart of downtown New York City. So our North Carolinian soldiers were up there creating all these different little stations, medical stations. You should see it. It's honestly unbelievable. It looks like something out of a movie. It's like end of the world type of thing they built, but it's what they need up there.
Yeah, I saw the U.S. Open tennis tournament, Roy. They're using the courts for the U.S. Open tennis tournament outside of New York City. They are using them as facilities to help sick people. And the center court, where, you know, normally thousands of people sit and watch a match, is being used to hand out food to medical workers.
I think this is so great that places and companies are adapting to, like, what we need in the world right now. Like, everybody is kind of banding together at this point.
Yep. 100%.
All right. Well, thanks, bud. If you ever have a good news story, something going on in your neighborhood or something your family's even doing, you know, just tell us. You could DM us or send us a message at the MRL Show on Insta, Facebook, Kiss Mornings. And you can always text us or call us 704-570-9595.
And don't forget, we have our Operation Kids Care going on, too. So if your kids want to make cards for people who are in extended living facilities, they can do that, too, and send to the radio station.
That's good.
No. Manny, I gotta hear about this scientist that ended up in the ER because he was trying to find the something about coronavirus.
Yeah, he was
a magnet.
He was working on a magnet that would help prevent people from touching their faces, and he got 4 magnets stuck up his nose and had to go to the emergency room.
My dad always said, just because you have a high IQ doesn't mean you're smart.
Right, right. And I think, you know what we need to discuss is, what'd you get caught up your nose? When was your scientist moment in life? So, yeah, I'd love to share the story with you guys.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Tell us what that scientist, that astrophysicist did, Lorette, in Australia.
He got 4 magnets stuck up his nose while he was trying to create an alarm system for touching your face during COVID-19.
And Roy, you had a really good theory on how he got 4 stuck up there.
It's easy. It's a magnet. So when he got 1 stuck up in there, he's like...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'll get another magnet, they'll connect, and I'll pull it out. Then that magnet got stuck in the air, and he said, that's not a big deal. That's not a problem. I got another magnet. Hang on a second. And then he just kept going. Like,
it sounds like something my 3-year-old would do.
I know. I think that's what he did. Let's go ahead and bring in Chris and Kershaw. Chris, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. What'd you get stuck up the nose?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, I'm just making sure because I'm in a bad zone right now. When I was about 5 years old, I got the bright idea that I was going to stick rabbit poop pellets up my nose.
Whoa.
Okay. And that smelled like crap.
I don't know why I had the bright idea.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, how many did you get up your nose?
Just 2, and one in each nostril. They had to take me to the hospital to get them removed.
Really?
But now, like I said, through text, to this day, I don't like anything in my nose. It makes me feel weird.
You know, Chris, I think that if I ever had poop stuck up in my nose, I wouldn't want anything up there ever again either. I think you're onto something.
I also am curious what Chris's parents said to him when he came a-walking in the house that day.
Mom, Dad, there's something
sure
in my nose.
Colorful language. Yeah. I'll say that.
Thanks, Chris. Have a great day, okay?
Y'all too.
All right, stay safe.
I can only imagine my family, to avoid the bill of the hospital, the remedies they would have done to get poop out of my nose. They would have poured
100%.
They would have poured water. They're like, well, if it's poop, it would get all mushy if you put water on it. They'd like put water in it, mush it around.
Rub pollen in your face to try and get you to sneeze.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my parents would have called me a brown noser for the rest of my life.
Ah, Lorraine, you're on fire this morning.
Always calling you stinky. Come on, stinky, right. Let's go. All right, let's talk with Amy in South Carolina. Amy, you're on with the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. What'd you get stuck up that nose?
When I was 4, my brother and I got into a fight on his way to school, so I stuck his bean project up my nose. Once he got to school, instead of telling the teacher that his dog ate his homework, he had to say his sister was getting the bean project removed from her nose.
You showed him, Amy. Thanks for the call.
Text from 910 that said, I shoved a rock up my sister's nose and she had to go to the doctors and have it taken out surgically with tweezers.
All right, keep them coming. We'll post them more. There's more texts coming in, and we'll put them on the Rap Party podcast, which is a little more MRL after each show we go on and do kind of an edited version of the MRL show. So we'll get to them there. Producer Nicole has been dying to do this with us, you guys. She found a bunch of songs with misheard lyrics.
Okay.
So she's going to tell us what the misheard lyric is. And I think we'll all agree, Starbucks Lovers.
It sounds just like it.
Right? That's not the only one. There's more. We'll get into it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, KISS 95.1. It's the Manny Roy and Lorette Morning Show. And don't forget, we got your shot at $500 7 times a day. The KISS cash code is back to help you pay those bills. Your first shot at $500 comes 8 a.m. this morning. Producer Nicole is in the studio, Roy and Lorette, and she's got a game for us.
Okay.
What do you got planned?
These are misheard lyrics that you have probably been singing wrong.
Okay.
Okay. We said one of the misheard lyrics that I think we can all agree on is Taylor Swift's Blank Space, where she talks about Starbucks lovers, right, you guys? I mean, we can all agree that it's Starbucks lovers. Listen to this.
I still hear the real lyrics.
I do, too. I don't hear it.
Roy.
I got a long list of ex-lovers.
What?
Ding, ding.
That's what you heard?
Yeah.
Oh, Roy, your mic's not on, bud.
Oh, it's clearly Starbucks lovers. Clearly.
No. Hold on. What are you saying it is?
So, the actual lyric?
Yeah.
Got a long list of ex-lovers.
Oh, you know, it's weird when you actually say the lyric, you hear that lyric.
Now I hear it. All right.
Now, I want you to play it again just so I can hear my Starbucks. I hear Starbucks if I tell myself Starbucks.
Yeah, so the misheard lyric is all the lonely Starbucks lovers, but the actual lyric is got a long list of ex-lovers.
Been playing this song on Kiss for years, and I still think it's gotta love Starbucks lovers or whatever. All right, Selena Gomez, Good For You is next. Here's the song, and here's the lyric.
I'm 14K.
I've never heard the wrong lyric, but now I hear it.
Me either. I have never thought that they were saying, I'm farting carrots, but
I'm
listen.
14K.
Sounds like she's British. I'm farting carrots.
I'm 14K.
All right, the real lyric is?
I'm 14 carrots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's farting funny. Carrots is funnier.
I'm 14K.
Nobody stopped Selena when she was cutting that and said, hey, maybe we should change the way you sing that.
Yeah.
All right, Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA is next.
It is, and I like to consider myself a lyricist, and I will say that out of this list, this is the one that I got wrong.
By the way, Miley Cyrus, her picture is going viral right now because they say her haircut is very similar to Joe Exotic from Tiger King right now.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's hilarious.
All right, here's Miley Cyrus, right. Party in the USA.
Welcome to the land of fame and sex.
Welcome to the land of fame and...
It's sex. Fame and sex.
But
welcome to the land of fame and sex.
Fame exec is what I hear.
Oh, really?
So the misheard lyric, which I think is what Roy and myself hear, is welcome to the land of fame and sex.
That's what I thought it was.
Of fame and sex.
But the actual lyric is welcome to the land of fame excess.
Welcome to the land of fame excess.
What? Yeah, okay, I hear that now.
Honestly, I don't hear sex. I hear X.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really do. Now, of course, America is a land of famous sex. We all know that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Welcome to the land of famous sex.
Okay.
I guess, like, too much fame?
Yeah. Garth
That's
Brooks.
A weird lyric, though.
I agree, Roy.
Garth That's Brooks.
Like, you don't say that normal language, like normal talk.
No.
This is
all right,
your
what's
guy.
What's Garth Brooks? Because I feel like I know every Garth Brooks song by heart.
You definitely know this one, Friends in Low Places. So the misheard lyric,
mm-hmm.
I'm not big on sausage gravy.
Oh, really?
What? I think it's social graces.
It does sound like it.
It is. It's social graces, but I get where you guys are hearing that.
I'm not big on sausage gravy.
Sausage gravy.
You know what? That was someone who doesn't know country music that thought that.
Oh, that's funny.
Because I hear social graces every time.
Me too.
From Garth Brooks to my hometown hero from New Jersey, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Misheard lyric is?
It doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not.
Oh, that's a stretch. I can hear it, though.
I do, too.
But if you know the song, the next
it's
line
make
is,
it or not.
We
make
got
it.
Each other, and that's all we got. So, of course, we make it or not makes more sense than naked.
I don't know.
Does it?
Hey, think about that.
We if got you're naked, each other.
And you're halfway
and
there.
That's a lot for love.
Yeah, if you're naked, you're halfway there. I think he misread the lyric sheet. I think it originally was supposed to be we're naked and he read them all.
All right.
I demand a rewrite.
We didn't get to Alessia Cara's. We'll save that for another day. Or maybe we'll do that on the rap party today. We'll tell you there's an Alessia Cara lyric that I swear we're all hearing wrong. But that'll be on the rap party after the show. We got to play Can't Be Loren, though, Roy.
Yes, 704-570-9595. Call now and take down the pop princess.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
All right.
It's Nicole and Rochelle.
Yes, good morning.
Nicole, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
All right, I'm ready. Get out, Loren.
All right, I'm going.
All right, Loren is leaving her closet where she can no longer hear these questions, and she is gone.
Here we go. Question number one. John Stamos played Uncle Jesse on this iconic show.
Full House.
And Cristiano Ronaldo is giving us fitness goals while in quarantine. He posted a picture of himself trying to encourage fans to stay home. And as an added benefit, we got to see his abs. What sport does Cristiano Ronaldo play?
Soccer.
Haley Baldwin's husband was supposed to go on tour next month, but has officially postponed his 44-date tour. Who is that?
Justin Bieber.
Question four. Shawn Mendes and his former Fifth Harmony girlfriend had been self-isolating together and were just spotted recently on walks. Her name is?
Camila Cabello.
And what tennis tournament played on grass in the UK was canceled for the first time since World War II yesterday?
I'm going to say the U.S. Open.
All right. Come on in, Loren.
All right, it's coming back in. Putting her headphones on.
All right.
Okay.
All
right. Okay.
She got four correct. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Question number one. John Stamos played Uncle Jesse in this iconic show. He also got to keep, he's also staying comfortable on his couch during the quarantine. What show is that?
Full House.
1-1.
And Cristiano Ronaldo is giving us fitness goals while we're in quarantine. He posted a picture of himself trying to encourage fans to stay home. And as an added benefit, we all got to see his abs. What sport does he play?
Soccer or football.
2-2.
Haley Baldwin's husband has postponed his 45-date tour. Who is that?
Justin Bieber.
That is correct. It's 3-3.
Shawn Mendes and his former Fifth Harmony girlfriend have been self-isolating together and were recently spotted taking a walk. Her name is?
Camila Cabello.
That is correct. It's 4-4.
Question five. What tennis tournament played on grass in the UK was canceled for the first time since World War II yesterday?
The only reason I know this is because I saw it on your Instagram, and I think it was Wimbledon.
It is. That's right.
That is correct. Unfortunately, though, Nicole said U.S. Open final score 5-4. Loren, you have 88 wins. Congratulations.
Well, for once, it benefited me for following Manny on Instagram. Nicole, you know what we want to hear before we let you go? I'm sorry. Yeah. It's not quite a win.
I'm Nicole from Rock Hill, and I cannot beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Nicole.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get to a War of the Roses between Allie and Will. The ex showed up while Allie was there. And what Will does while we're on the phone is weird and crazy. And you got to hear the shocking War of the Roses in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Allie's with us for War of the Roses today. Allie, you said in your email to us that you found out something about your boyfriend and his ex. What's going on?
Yeah. A few weeks ago, I was over at his apartment, and I know his ex-girlfriend has been by. I mean, we've only been together for about, like, 8 months, but she came over to his apartment to talk to him, and he, like, took her outside, like, right outside of the apartment door, and obviously I'm gonna listen, and he asked for money for her car. He basically was like, okay, I can try to help you out as much as I can, but, like, this has got to be it. Like, you can't keep, like, coming back to me for, like, all of this stuff. Like, I'm not your boyfriend anymore. Like, I can't
that's
help
good.
You.
Yeah, that's a good sign. That's great.
I know. And he handled it really, really well. And I thought that was, like, so mature of him and, like, really cool. And I'm like, actually, I was actually kind of happy that he helped her. Like, I thought that was really big and cool of him. But then, last week, he kind of just went MIA for, like, an entire day and an entire night and, like, ghosted me. And he's never, ever done that before. And, like, phone calls, like, straight to voice, a couple rings, then straight to voicemail.
But I guarantee he's going to send you the roses, and then, you know, if you want to press them from there, we can, but I think this is going to be one of the good ones. Hold on a second, and Roy, you want to dial them up?
Hello?
Hi, is this Will?
Yeah.
Hi, Will. My name's Sam. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as one of our names for our Give One, Get One promotion. Congratulations. One of your friends sent red roses, and you get a free $125 in red roses to send to somebody that you love free of charge.
Oh, okay.
Sounds great, right? Who would you like to send them to?
Yeah. Can I?
Is there someone in your life that you're romantically involved with?
Let's send them to Jesse.
To Jesse?
Yeah.
All right. And Will, I have a romantic card here to go with Jesse's flowers. What would you like to write on that card?
Yes, these roses are for you, but it's really over now.
Okay. Well, that sounds complicated. Well, you don't think that'll send a mixed signal to someone?
It needs to happen. It's for the best.
Okay. Is this a girlfriend?
It's complicated.
Is it like a is this like breakup roses? Like you're breaking up with her through roses?
Yeah.
Is he kidding?
I don't know.
You know it's us, right? Like, Will, you know this is the Mini Roy and Loren show? Like you're messing with us?
I don't think he does.
What? Are we being put on by you two? What's going on?
Wait. No.
Why is he? Why do you do that with your voice? Are you tired or on something? You, yeah, that thing.
Allie, is that a real thing?
Yeah, no. When he like doesn't know what to say, that's what he does all the time.
That's your thinking noise
the whole time. Yeah, I mean that's what he's doing the whole time. I was asking him where he was last week, so.
Well, that's annoying.
Well, now I know. So, yeah, it's really annoying.
Well, I now understand why you said he was being weird when you asked them, because that is weird. It's a weird noise.
Yeah. Yep, it is. what's going on?
Okay.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorena. Kiss 95.1.
Somewhere the roses. Hopefully we gave you a between War of the Roses and the $500 with the KISS cash code, we just gave you a lot. If you're just joining us and you didn't hear War of the Roses, Will and Allie were on it. And we'll play the clip of what Will sounded like here in a second. But we have questions for you guys. We want to know, what excuse did a cheater give you? Get on the phone and call us.
704-570-9595. What did your cheater tell you? What were they doing?
They come up with the worst excuses too.
Oh yeah,
we found.
I remember when my buddies was cheating. Of course, this is back when I was pretending to be straight. But my girlfriend cheated. Yeah, the good old days. Yeah, my girlfriend cheated on me with my best friend, and I noticed that she had something of his. And I remember she tried to say that he gave her a ride. And I was like, what? Everyone has their own cars. What are you talking about? He gave you a ride.
Yeah.
that was a weird statement.
Yeah.
And you know.
I told you that a friend of mine's wife was cheating on him and saying that she was going to the gym. Well, the only thing that was attached to the gym was the trainer that she was messing around with. And they weren't at the gym. They were at his place. Yeah.
Oh, they were training for something.
Yeah, so she said she was going to the gym, but she was lying. But what are some excuses that cheaters use? We found this on Cosmo.com. Cheaters usually have an excuse or some reason to justify their infidelity, too. That's another thing. Excuses cheaters give, like, oh, I was really drunk. Here's another excuse. Oh, I thought you were cheating on me. Here's another excuse. Sorry, I just spent...
I thought you were cheating on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about this one?
I was trying to get you back.
Yeah.
I just spent so much time with my coworker. It naturally happened.
What?
Okay, that blows my mind. I spend way more time with the two of you than I do with my family, typically.
Right. And the only infidelity going on is just me and Roy kiss everyone. We used to, before COVID-19, we would kiss each other goodbye, but...
No, now we do footsie.
Your jealousy pushed me to do it. That's on the list of excuses that cheaters give.
Sound like all really healthy relationships.
Well, we haven't moved furniture in a long time, so I had to go find it somewhere else. I thought vacation rules were in effect.
What?
is there
a vacation rule I don't know about?
If we're in a different area code, isn't that one that people try to say?
And then, of course, the Ross and what's the Ross one from Friends?
Oh, we were on a break.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we were on a break.
704-570-9595. What excuse did you hear for cheating? Did someone lie and say that they were going to do something when they were really cheating? Or if you busted them, they were like, yeah, well, I thought you were cheating on me.
704-570-9595.
Here's Will. And the weird thing Will was doing on War of the Roses with Allie, by the way. Listen to this. I just put a bunch of them together from the war.
Oh, so annoying. What was that?
I don't know.
That would annoy. I wouldn't be able to date somebody like that. That would annoy me enough to break up with them.
Oh, that
we
was
wouldn't
an
even
animal
get to
noise.
The cheating.
Sounds like a sound from Joe Exotic's.
Yeah, tigers, man.
864 said y'all were talking about annoying kids' toys yesterday or the other day, like toys that make sounds. They said that Will is way worse than any toy they have in their house.
True life.
All right, let's talk with Sandy and Charlotte. Welcome to the Mandy Warren the Ram Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. You know, tell us, what did a cheater tell you? What's that stupid excuse they used?
The stupid excuse was words with friends.
And how did that lead to cheating?
Lots of text messages on the phone bill, you know, like you can look at your phone bill. So lots of text messages to the same number. And so when questioned about that, he said, oh, we were just playing words with friends.
Together in the same bed?
Yeah.
Probably, but yes. That was the stupid excuse.
I don't know. I mean, it is so dumb, these excuses. You know?
It was dumb.
All right.
I guess he thought I was dumb, but it's okay.
You feel you're in a better place now, Sandy?
Absolutely.
Good.
Good.
All right. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, okay?
Hey, y'all have a great day, too. Stay safe.
Bye. All right, you too. Stay safe.
Stay
safe.
Stay well.
Stay corona-free.
Stay COVID-free.
That's all our new goodbyes.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone can call us and tell us that they busted someone cheating and the excuse they got was either I was really drunk or I thought you were cheating on me.
The I thought you were cheating on me blows my mind that somebody would use that as an excuse. That
it's
means
like
that you've
you
accepted.
Would get a pass.
Yeah, like you've accepted the fact that in your head they're a cheater, which of course is probably a lie to begin with. I just can't get over that one.
What about the really drunk?
No. None of it is a good excuse. There's no good excuses when there's cheating involved.
I mean, what did Justin Timberlake tell Jessica Biel? He had a lot of drinks on the porch that day that he wasn't social distancing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I can at least understand how things could happen if you're drunk, but shame on you for putting yourself into that situation. To where you could be taken advantage of or you could make stupid decisions. And that goes to say a lot about our current state of our relationship, too.
Yeah.
Right. And why are you getting that drunk to begin with? Now I have to worry every time you have a drink if you're going to cheat on me?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good point, too. Like, now you're complete. Now I can't control anything.
Right.
If you drink. I would love to hear from someone, 704-570-9595, if you were told, hey, I caught the cheater. And they told me that, well, he was drunk or she was drunk. That's why they did it.
Keisha, pour some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So we had this list from Cosmo.com, like top cheating excuses. Oh, I thought you were cheating on me. We didn't move furniture enough, so I cheated on you. And one of them is shocking, and it was just simply, sorry, I was drunk.
Yeah, how do you handle that one? Let's bring in Lori from Mooresville. Lori, you're on with the Mania Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So does anyone ever use that excuse with you?
Yeah, so I was engaged. I was with this guy for like 2 years, and he had just proposed to me about 4 months prior to this. And then I found out he had cheated on me, and his excuse was that he was too drunk to say no. And I'm like, but you remember it, so obviously you weren't too drunk to say no because you remember what happened. And he
did he tell you about it, or did you have to find out about it?
I had to find out about it from a mutual friend of the girl he hooked up with.
You think he's lying about the horror deal?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because he actually...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He would never, like, come see me at work or, like, drive to me. I would always have to go pick him up. And he drove to go see this girl to do this. So, obviously, it was premeditated, and he tried to use the excuse that, oh, we were drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the we are drunk excuse. I can't imagine anybody be like, okay, except for Jessica Biel. But that's a different story. All right, thanks, Lori. Have a great day.
You too.
You see these text messages we're getting? Loren, 803, said my ex-boyfriend would go to the gym at weird times. He was sleeping with the male trainer.
Yeah, didn't one of the anchors on ESPN or sideline reporters catch her boyfriend because his Fitbit was going off at like 4 a.m.?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
They had
your heart rate. They had synced Fitbits.
Yeah. You're supposed to be sleeping.
You got in 1,000 miles, 1,000 steps. At 4 a.m., what are you doing?
How about this for an excuse? 828 said, my husband was bored with it.
Oh, no.
That's not new. That's just like, can you slap a dude after he says that? Is that legal?
I give you full permission.
Okay. All right. Listen, we've got to take a break, regroup, and come back with our favorite guest that we've had on. For me, in 2020 has been all about Dr. Sam from UNCC.
Yes, she is a doctor that studies all the things that are going on in mainstream media right now. Like, she studies viruses, infectious stuff. I don't ever know the exact title of what she's called. I call her a microbiologist. I don't know if that's correct.
She's a virus doctor.
Yeah.
A
virologist.
A virologist.
I think you're right the first time.
Well, either way, Dr. Sam's going to join the show. We have some questions for her about COVID-19 that's coming up. Give us five.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Comes back on. We've got major questions for Dr. Sam. Good morning, Dr. Sam.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're all doing really well. Our first question, of course, is the most important one. Let's just get it right out off the bat. Did you see Tiger King, and what's your review on it?
Okay, I have seen the first few episodes, and Cheryl definitely fed her husband to the tigers.
Yeah, we told you she's a doctor.
Agreed.
All right, Dr. Sam, we do have some real questions that we want to get down, and we want to get to how you can help us understand. I think the most important thing is we are now in a world of takeout food. Will you please go over to us the safest practices and maybe debunk any myths that have to do with how we handle takeout food?
Okay, so to takeout food, you mean like going to a store or going to the restaurant and then just giving you a meal that you ordered on the phone or something, or
I think restaurant.
Yeah, or even even if your DoorDasher leaves it, or your Uber Eats guy leaves it, or gal leaves it at your front door. Like, what's the best practice from bag to our bellies?
Okay, I mean, there's several things to think about when you're talking about food. You know, there's obviously the concern of the food being undercooked, because there's a lot of, you know, speculation, and a lot of it is true, that the virus originated from, you know, food market, right, in China. Mm-hmm. So you want to avoid eating any raw or undercooked animal products, but that's just smart practice anyway to do that. But if we look at sort of the previous outbreaks of some of the related coronaviruses, things like SARS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, those are other coronaviruses, transmission through food didn't occur. So there's also no reports of transmission of this virus through food.
So let me stop you right there, Dr. Sam, because if a cook then, or a chef has it and touches your food, then technically it's very hard for us to have that have the virus transferred to us through a burger, a pizza, or whatever it is.
Right. And if they, you know, coughed on your food, if they cooked it, then you're fine, because coronaviruses, they are susceptible to heat.
Dr. Sam, what about the vessel that it comes in, like the takeout box or the bags? Like, we're reading online that this disease lives on those surfaces for a couple hours.
Yeah, so that would be the biggest risk of transmission, would be from like the outside packaging. So it's a very low risk, but it's possible that if someone is delivering a package to your house and they're sick, they just coughed on it or something, that could be a route of transmission. So anything new that comes into your house, just be conscious of washing your hands after you handle it. The virus's stability is pretty good on cardboard. So if you get those packages, just open them, throw away the cardboard, wash your hands, just the usual things.
Okay. Now, when we first had you on the show and we were talking about coronavirus, and I guess at the time, me personally, I didn't foresee it being like this. I didn't foresee a world where it would come here and, you know, they're saying that it's going to kill more people than the flu, and that it's spreading like wildfires, more contagious, and like now we're pretty much under a lockdown. Right. Did you see this? Like, is this surprising to you? Or did you, in your head, is this like, you kind of saw it coming and this is the best course of action to attack it?
No, this is honestly exactly what I thought was going to happen. After I came on the radio with you guys, I actually had a talk with some of the folks at UNCC about what we were going to do with our classes. You know, we've moved them all online. And that was my suggestion, was like, you know, it's going to happen here. It's just a matter of time. So, you know, it's with the way that it spreads, it's so tricky, because it can go undetected and the incubation period is so long that people can be spreading it without even knowing they have it for a week. I mean, it's not something that surprises me at all.
Can we talk about washing your hands? You brought it up. It's the best practice after you touch your cardboard from a delivery person or a pickup. For God's sakes, we've heard 50 different things, that sanitizer's better than soap, soap's better than sanitizer, hot water's better than cold water. Please tell us the best practice for washing our hands, Dr. Sam, our virologist, our virusologist from UNCC.
Virusologist.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I wrote it down.
Hand sanitizers are convenient, right? They're good if you don't have soap and water available. So, you know, if that's your only option, then do it, because it kills viruses on your hands. You do have to use hand sanitizer that has at least 60 to 70% alcohol, because ones with lower concentrations, just they aren't effective at killing germs. So the sanitizer is okay if it's at least 60% alcohol and it's like the only thing you've got. But if you've got soap and water, it's much better. The type of soap doesn't matter. So antibacterial hand soap is not going to do you any good, because it's a virus, not a bacteria. Just regular old soap is great. It doesn't matter if the water is hot or cold. Neither of those has anything to do with it. Washing your hands is like a mechanical action. So it breaks down the membrane of the virus and it deactivates it. So anytime you're scrubbing your hands with soap and water, regardless of the kind of soap or the temperature of the water, you're going to get rid of the virus.
Dr. Sam, you know, we're looking at these stay-at-home orders, and they seem like they keep extending. Like, what is your prediction? Are we going to be able to flatten the curve, or are we going to have to, like, wait out a vaccine for this?
So, you know, sadly, here in the U.S., we missed a lot of our opportunity to do that early on in the spread. So, you know, at this point, it's no longer about containment. It's about, you know, like flattening the curve, like you said. Eventually, it will happen if everyone, you know, participates and follows the orders. But if we put it in perspective, looking at, you know, some other pandemics that have happened, everybody knows about, like, the Black Death, the Spanish flu, but those were a long time ago, very different. If we look at some of the more recent ones, so, you know, there were polio epidemics. They didn't go away until there was a vaccine. The last case of polio was in, like, the 1970s in the U.S., so vaccines got rid of that one. The swine flu, everybody remembers that. That was in 2009. There's now a vaccine for that. But then we have, like, you know, for example, SARS, the original SARS. That one caused the pandemic in the early 2000s. There was never a vaccine made for that, but we haven't seen it since 2004. So it's not reemerged since then. And then, you know,
and how long did that take to die out?
That, I mean, the first case was in 2002, and we haven't seen it since 2004. So, I mean, it was several months, but there was a, it's a lot different. That coronavirus is a lot different from this one. The way it spread, the sickness that it caused, it was worse, honestly. So it's easier to stop it when like everyone has bad symptoms. It's not like this one where a lot of people are sort of asymptomatic or have a really mild illness. Mm-hmm. And so they still go out and spread it without, you know, thinking anything of it. But, you know, there are some pandemics that we haven't even gotten rid of, like AIDS. It's a pandemic that's ongoing. So, you know, if you look at the countries that are reporting COVID-19, all continents have cases of it. It doesn't matter if it's cold, if it's hot, if it's arid, if it's humid, a desert or a rainforest, you name it. I mean, so there are people who say when it gets hot outside, it's going to go away, but there's no, you know, there's no proof of that. So the vaccine, the development for that will probably take, you know, 1 to 1.5 years.
Oh,
there are
gosh.
Some that are currently in clinical trials. I think that's probably the best.
Sorry, that was my head hitting the counter. I just passed out.
But Dr. Sam, not to freak anybody out, because you don't think we're going to be in quarantine for a year and a half?
No, I don't think that it will be that. I do think it will be extended, but I don't think it will be that long. You know, as more people get it, there's going to be natural immunity in the population, too. But again,
I have vacation coming up. Let me run some dates.
You guys are so selfish. You and Loren are asking the most selfish questions. Loren wants to know when she can take her new baby for a walk, and Roy wants to go on vacation. Dr. Sam, I apologize.
Anything about the baby?
I know what you're getting to.
You can take your baby for a walk. Please get outside. It's not social distancing. It's physical distancing, right? As long as you stay at least 6 feet away from other people, then you're good, because that's how it's spread mainly, is through, you know, the coughing, the respiratory droplets. And they're pretty heavy. When someone coughs, those respiratory droplets that come out, they fall to the ground. So,
Meanie acts like I'm asking delivery questions.
can Roy? Can I ask something? Just follow up on Dr. Sam.
That's fine.
Because we are hearing that it's like heavy coughing and droplets that are what's causing the disease. Dr. Agus, who I like from CBS News. He said, like, the way that most people are getting it is from those droplets, like from people coughing. And if someone touches the surface and has it, and then you come in and touch that surface, it's very difficult to get the disease transferred from surface to face, even if you touch your face. Am I right so far? Do you agree?
Yes, you're right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but then there's people that are like, I wasn't around anyone who was coughing. I have no idea where I got this from. How does that happen?
Well, I mean, yeah, so you're right in that the easiest way to get this is, you know, someone coughs and you inadvertently come into contact with that respiratory droplet and it gets into your respiratory tract. That's an easy one. But we know that it can survive on surfaces. There was actually a recent study that came out in the New England Journal of Medicine. It showed that, you know, the virus is viable for up to 72 hours on plastic surfaces, 48 hours on stainless steel, like 24 hours on cardboard, and then a couple of other things they tested. But the thing is that it's kind of out of context. The media has, like, really ran haywire with that. Like, oh, my gosh, you can live on plastic for 72 hours, and that sounds really scary. But, you know, what's more important is that the amount of virus that remains after 72 hours on that surface. It's less than, like, 0.1% of the starting virus material. So infection is theoretically possible, but it's highly unlikely. You actually need, like, a lot of viral particles introduced into your respiratory tract to get the infection. People need to know that. So it's much less likely that you're going to get it from a surface. And if you did, it's probably like someone literally coughed, opened that doorknob, and then you were the next person after them to touch the doorknob.
Okay. Well, hey, I can easily see something like that happening still.
Yeah, and it does
do that all the time.
For someone who says, you know, I haven't seen anyone coughing, then perhaps that is what happened. It is much more likely that you'll get it directly from a person, but it can happen.
Does the flu have this type of period where you're not asymptomatic?
Not to the same extent as the coronavirus. The incubation period, I mean, 14 days is the maximum. That's a really long time.
Yeah. I have so many personal related questions that I don't want to fill the air with, but I do want to talk to Dr. Sam about.
All right, well, call her Sal. Dr. Sam, I think we covered everything. Maybe what we'll do is we're going to take a quick break on the radio, then we'll ask a question or two from our friends who texted us in, our audience, and we'll just put those on the Rap Party podcast, which we'll post up at 10:30 this morning. But I think I speak for everyone when we say thank you. Like, I feel like you are the best person to set us straight whenever we have questions, and we really appreciate you coming on. And thank you to your UNCC chair members and all those people over there, your coworkers and your superiors who allow us to talk to you. We really appreciate it.
Oh yeah, they are awesome. We love them.
All right,
and thank you so much for having me.
All right, Dr. Sam, hang on a second. We'll put more of Dr. Sam up on the Rap Party podcast and on the radio. We'll be right back with. This is a funny story that ties in, too. Roy's going to tell us what happened at his pickup last night when he went to go get takeout food. It's a pretty funny story that he'll share. Less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
About the delay and jumping back on the radio, y'all. Believe it or not, we just wrapped up with Dr. Sam. We did an additional 11 minutes with her that we'll put up at the Rap Party podcast. This is right up her alley. This is like her.
That's what she's always studied for and practiced, and it's happening.
Yeah,
this is her Super Bowl.
So we asked, and she answered a lot of questions. And I just love Nicole. Tell her that we love her. She's the best. She gives clear answers. She knows what she's talking about. Man. That's Dr. Sam. Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, hi, Roy.
Hi.
I'm just kidding, bud. You're smarter than you put on. Now, what happened last
Backhanded
night?
Backhanded compliment.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate it.
He plays up the country Roanoke, you know.
I do play up
the hills, boy, but.
My dumbness.
Listen, now, you went to pick up takeout yesterday at a restaurant.
Yes.
And what happened? You told Loren and I off the air, but this story is good enough for on the air. Go ahead.
So I'm taking extraordinary measures. I'm taking extraordinary measures to not interact with people, you know. And so when we went to go do takeout, we pulled up to the restaurant, and Sterling was going to get out and pick it up from him. But the guy brought the food to my door. Now, again, I don't want to be compromised because I have a poor immune system.
Okay, so he's at your door, your window's closed, and Sterling is walking around to him?
Sterling's in the passenger seat. The guy's knocking on my window and wants to hand me the food. But Sterling's getting out, and he's so confused on why I just won't roll down the dang window and take the food. And I'm telling him, I'm waving my arms. I'm like, no, I don't want – don't hand me the food.
Are you pointing to Sterling?
I'm not opening the window.
Sterling – Yeah, Sterling's getting out of the car saying, no, I'll take it. And the guy's probably freaked out on why the heck I'm not getting out of the car, why some other dude's having to run around the other side of the vehicle to grab the food. Or he thought that I was like some major, major diva and I didn't want to do anything.
it's your right to not roll down the window. So how did it finally, how'd you get your food?
He gave the food to Sterling, but then he kept like staring at me. He was so confused on why I wouldn't roll down the window and take the food. He was like, "What's happening?"
He probably thought you had something, and then Sterling's in the car with you, so he doesn't want to touch Sterling either. You should have just sent Sterling to get the whole food.
Opposite, Loren. He thinks that Roy thinks he's got it, and he's dirty.
Probably.
That's what I think it was. That's why he was shooting you the look. Like, bro, I shower. I'm clean. I sanitize.
To be clear, But to be clear, I do think everyone has it, and I think everyone's dirty. So it's not at all.
He wasn't wrong.
All right, coming up after 9, top pickup lines during these tough times. Don't go anywhere. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine, Kiss 95.1.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
These are funny. BoredPanda.com put out a bunch of quarantine pickup lines. And usually they're not very good. They're super cheesy, and these are funny.
And I love that. I love them. I think the cheesier of a pickup line, the cuter they are.
It depends.
What?
It definitely depends.
So here's a couple of them, Loren and Roy, and you guys tell us what you feel about these. If COVID-19 doesn't take you out, well, then can I?
Really? I knew that's where this was going.
There's no shame in this game. Even during the corona... I know. But I hit you with that one first, too.
Yeah.
Even during the corona pandemic, the most contagious thing is still your smile.
Okay, that's better. You know, I like that instead of working up to it, you hit me with the hard one.
That was number one.
You didn't think all of these were going to be about corona?
Oh, they are. Quarantine pickup lines that are created from BoredPanda.com. Is that pneumonia in my lungs, or is your smile just leaving me breathless?
Okay, we got to draw the line somewhere.
Sweetheart, you take my breath away just like COVID-19.
Hey, babe, can I buy you a drink and then ship it to you? It's another one. Loren, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Hey, I have 60 rolls of Ultra Soft.
Okay, that might work.
That might work.
Yep. You can't spell virus without you and I.
Okay, that's not bad.
We can rearrange the alphabet, I put you and I together. These are 34 quarantine pickup lines. Here's a couple of good ones. Is that hand sanitizer in your pocket, or are you just happy to be within 6 feet of me?
That's funny.
Roy, you're going to like this one. You ready? You're ready for this one, bud?
Yeah.
Hey, cough here often?
What? That's the one
instead of come here often?
Yeah. Hey, you cough thought that here was often. The one he was going to love?
Yeah, that's funny.
You thought that was going to be the big one?
Cough here often?
Yeah, just say, Roy, get ready for this one.
If somebody sent me that one, I'd be like, all right.
If you need toilet paper, I'll be your Prince Charmin. I guess Charmin. Prince Charmin, right?
Yeah, that's Charmin. Cute.
I happened to see you across the bar. You don't mind? Could you stay there?
I like
Hopefully
that.
You're
hey,
not
by the
at
way.
A bar.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of things wrong with that joke.
Yeah, man. All right. You smell so good.
Is that in your pocket was the best.
You smell so good. Is that Purell you're wearing? You see, they don't get as good. They don't get as good. I picked out the best ones for you guys.
Yeah.
All right. It is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Don't forget, go check out the Rap Party podcast. 100%. We have an additional 11 minutes with Dr. Sam from UNCC, a microbiologist who studies viruses. Like, this is her wheelhouse.
I forgot to ask her if I could take my vacation.
I know, you got to text her.
I know.
You got to text her.
I wanted to ask pregnancy questions. Roy just nudged me right out.
I know. I'm sorry.
All right, go check that out. The podcast will be up on the Kiss95.1 app. You can get it 24/7. Make sure you download the app for your phone, and you can always listen to us on your smart device from home, too.
On Kiss95.1.
One of the things that brings us normalcy to these crazy times is celebrities. Celebrity gossip. What's going on in the world, Lorraine?
So yesterday we told you that Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones was doing her virtual dinner dates to raise money for COVID-19. Well, Kristen Bell is following her lead. And now she wants people to donate for a chance to do a virtual game night with her.
Cool.
So, yeah. So when you donate some money, you'll be, I guess, in a raffle to do a heads up game or any other video chat game with the actress. And Larry David is also trying. Did you see this, Minnie? I know you love Larry David.
I did.
He is part of trying to get the quote unquote COVIDiots off the streets. He's part of this video that is going public, and he's asking young people to stay home and because he doesn't believe that they're truly practicing social distancing and their socialization is way too close for comfort.
Yeah, Larry David is hilarious. He's in a hotel room, Roy, and he goes, if you know me, I don't like doing this kind of stuff, so it's not coming from me. Somebody asked me to do it. He's like, stay home so that old people like myself. Well, not like myself, because you and I will never meet, but you get the idea. Stay home. It's really funny. I wish I could find it.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny PSA. You should blog it today, Manny.
I will.
All right. Justin Bieber, his Changes tour has been changed. And that's good. It's been the latest victim of coronavirus. Now, he's fine, but the tour itself has been postponed. And they were supposed to kick off May 14th in Seattle, and he's asking all his fans to just hold on to your tickets. The dates will be rescheduled, but it's been really hard to prepare an amazing show at this point with, you know, not being able to be in the studio with dancers and production people. So his anxiety is getting the best of him. He wants to get back on the road, but now just isn't the proper time.
Yeah, I think that the Garth show in June is still a little bit of a reach.
I do too.
In Charlotte.
Selfishly, I hope it's a little bit of a reach because I'm supposed to give birth like a day later. And I really do want to go to the show. And I want it to happen just like maybe in October, Garth.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Loren. A couple loose ends to tie up. Don't forget, we are still doing Operation MRL Kids Care. It's where we're asking your kids to do some creative writing and make some cards for the people who are in long-term care facilities who can't have family and friends come visit them. We talked to people that worked in these facilities who say that it means the world to them to get mail and to get cards. So it's a twofold attack where we have 1,000 cards we want to collect so that we can put a smile on these people's faces, and it helps your kids be creative and gives them something to do at home. All the details on how you can get those cards to us, go to kiss951.com. And also to help you, Roy, we're trying to give you money.
Yes, $500. Cameron at 10 a.m. will have that keyword for you. All you have to do is text it to 495-911. And if we call you back, you get the cash. Kiss cash code, $500.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.